Earlier in the week, another of the highlights at Inglis Riverside Stables was the sale of the I Am Invincible Shrikandi weanling for $600,000, making her the highest-priced Inglis weanling to sell in more than a decade, and she topped the entire Australian broodmare and weanling sale on the opening day of action. Andy Williams, she was knocked down to, and he's a guest with us this morning on Talking Horses. Congratulations on getting the little filly. She's destined for greatness, you'd think.
Thank you, Jo. Good morning. And, yeah, no, obviously very happy to secure her. You know, items like this that come up for public auction are very rare. So to be able to secure her was a big boost for our program. And, you know, in the grand scheme of things, I thought she was... It's going to sound silly in the grand scheme of things. I thought she was pretty well brought at that bracket.
Pedigree aside, what was it on type about this particular weanling that appealed to you and the others involved so much?
Well, I think I've lucky enough have seen her development three or four times on the farm from foaling. I was up there when we were doing Magic Millions inspections in December and saw her on Shrikandi, and she's always had this amazing shape to her. Her skeletal frame for a young filly has always been particularly forward. She's got a lovely shoulder, depth of girth, and her hip to tail has always sort of been so powerful and so dominant. A little bit up behind, but she's always had that shape. You know, if you've been completely critical, you'd love a half an inch more on her being a September foal, but, you know, I'm Invincible himself. He doesn't throw a big coarse horse. More throws a racy individual, and Dabawi himself, he's a little plain brown horse, and you know he throws him a bit like that. But she definitely had the frame to think that she was going to be a racy early type forward individual.
Mm. You purchased her on behalf of GPI Racing, Greg and Barb Ingham. They're really becoming quite the force in Australasian racing and breeding. And she's going to be a pinhook opportunity, the plan being to prepare her now for Easter?
We're going to go through the motions and see how she developed. Everyone, you know, I'd love to keep her and race her and you know, we're in a position now where we don't have to, there's not that much stress on her. If she absolutely explodes and turns into, you know, a serious filly and we see there's money there to be made, you know, we'll definitely consider that. If not, you know, she can be an asset to any racing structure and you know, program and be, you know, go into a system and the sisters with Snowden and showing promising things. So it's just, you know, we'll very much have the flexibility to take her from there and see what she sort of tells us. But, you know, she could definitely go through Easter next year and be a very, you know, a highly sought after individual.
Mm. And she's got a relation in the Snowden team at the moment?
Yeah, a filly from Magic Millions this year, a Snitzel filly. So the dam herself, she's got a first foal Snitzel, second foal I'm Invincible. So she's really, she's going to be given every chance, and she made her money last night, didn't she? $2 million at the chairman's sale to Coolmore. So I don't even know what the plans are for her. She might, you know, fall down. She could easily get on the bus to Europe and go to Galileo long term. I don't know what the plan is, but you see these fillies like these pedigrees like that. That, you know, this is, we're only talking about the second foal here. The scope to for a mare like Shrikandi can be enormous within a massive operation like Coolmore.
Shrikandi herself is an absolutely magnificent looking mare, isn't she?
Yeah, definitely. Like, she's just got a big old frame to her and great hip to tail, and not too dissimilar to this filly, to be honest. We looked at both of them in consecutive viewings the other day, and there was a lot of consistency from the mare herself. Real speed mare, obviously. She Stradbroke winner, but also second to Manicano behind Chautauqua, which Greg raced. So there's a bit of a connection with that particular mare as well and his racing interest. So now she's a real speedball, the mare, and this filly, you know, very similar, like I said.
And Greg and Barb Ingham have become quite the partnership, haven't they? Greg, of course, of Ingham fame, the son of the late Jack Ingham, and Barbara comes from a long history and strong pedigree of New Zealand racing and breeding people. They're really keen on building a high-quality band of mares and racing stock, aren't they?
Yeah, like it's slow and steady wins the race, which is fantastic. You know, they're very patient in what they do, and mares that I put up to them, and fillies off the track. And we're trying to build our portfolio around sort of, we've got a number of catalysts now, in particular the share in Schnitzel and a couple of shares in Dundeal. And, you know, they're very, you know, Schnitzel is what he is, and Dundeal is probably the young star of the Australian stallion ranks. And, you know, he's the only stallion this year that's gone out and had two Group 1 winning 2-year-olds this year, and, you know, put pay to for the rest of the field, to be honest. He's an outcross stallion. He's getting them in all shapes, like sprinting 2-year-olds, 3-year-old colts. So, and the fillies is, you know, the hype around it. So we're just building a nice little portfolio around those two things. Easter this year, we managed to buy some absolutely stunning fillies. And, you know, we did a lot of due diligence on the market, and we thought there was probably an area of the market we could concentrate on with fillies by proven stallions that, you know, you could buy with pedigrees. I mean, the standout lot for us was the Schnitzel filly, full sister to Summer Passage, Group 1 winner, second in the size. You know, she was an absolute stunner, bred by a very good breeder in Ron Gilbert and Highgrove, and we managed to secure her, and she'll go into the Stoughton stable as well. And it's just slow and steady wins the race. It's not going out and going bang, bang, bang at the moment, but building a structured portfolio around what they've already got.
And yourself, Andy, you've built quite an enviable list of clients for your business.
No, it's just, I'm very lucky. I had the opportunity to work overseas and do the Dali Flying Start and go and do time at Dali America and trade away over there and come back and learn from John Massara, John Freer and the Arrowfield team. And it's just, you know, it's something I always wanted to do, is run my own business. And I'm very lucky to be given the opportunity. But, you know, the relationship with Barbing, and, you know, she changed my nappies sort of 30 years ago, you know. So we've always been associated in the racing family, and it's just fantastic. It's just gone the full circle. So very lucky, and we've had a really good run over the last couple of weeks. We're associated with Very Elegant out of New Zealand, with putting into clients into that, and then also have one of my best mates and his old man going into Brutal as well. So we've had a really good fun run over the last sort of Sydney Carnival here, and it's just it's going well at the moment. Touchwood, keeps going.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. Thanks for talking to us this morning, Andy.
Pleasure. Have a good day.
That's Andy Williams joining us on Talking Horses.